degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 6 o'clock and news time now from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Creston. The Biden administration giving Ukraine the authority to use long-range missiles from the United States on Russia, something that's been resisted until now. ABC's Ian Pannell in Kyiv with more on the weekend fighting.
Russia unleashing its third largest attack against Ukraine this year, more than 200 missiles and drones, targeting power plants and energy infrastructure nationwide, killing at least seven civilians, authorities say.
Climate talks head into their second week at the COP29 summit in Azerbaijan this week. Brazil is preparing to host the G20 summit, President Biden becoming the first sitting U.S. president to visit the Brazilian rainforest. Two separate shootings around a parade in New Orleans over the weekend.
Apparently, a car was involved, a suspect car, and shots were fired into the crowd.
That's a police chief. Eight people shot and wounded. But 45 minutes later, another shooting left two dead. This is ABC News. Music mogul Sean Diddy Combs now accused of trying to taint the criminal case against him. Prosecutors say he has been running a social media campaign from behind bars. ABC's Lana Moise explains.
Prosecutors say Combs enlisted family members to plan and execute a social media campaign around the defendant's birthday.
Happy birthday to Daddy.
The first time we heard his voice from behind bars.
Thank you for being strong and thank you for
Prosecutors say Combs then monitored audience engagement from the video.
He pleaded not guilty to charges including sex trafficking and racketeering. Air pollution in India's capital so bad schools are closed and trucks are being blocked from parts of New Delhi. Some spots have pollution levels 50 times the recommended limit. Questions about royal security in Great Britain. The Sun says two men broke into Windsor Castle last month and stole a truck. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Today's update on sports is next. It is courtesy of the Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the Farm Tire Service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Well, first of all, it was a win for the Packers yesterday on a blocked field goal attempt. Carl Brooks blocked Cairo Santos' 46-yard field goal as time expired. The Bears fell to 4-6 with their fourth straight loss, and the Packers now 7-3. Elsewhere yesterday, Detroit all over Jacksonville, 52-6. Indianapolis beat the Jets, 28-27. Rams 28, New England 22. Miami 34, Las Vegas 19. Minnesota 23, Tennessee 13. New Orleans 35 and Cleveland 14. Pittsburgh 18-16 over Baltimore. Denver 38, Atlanta 6. Seattle 20, San Francisco 17. Buffalo 30, Kansas City 21. And the Chargers over Cincinnati, 34-27. From the NBA, Minnesota 120, Phoenix 117, Indiana 119, Miami 110, Detroit 124, Washington 104, Memphis 105, Denver 90, Cleveland 128, Charlotte 114, Houston 143, Chicago 107, New York 114, Brooklyn 104, Dallas 121, Oklahoma City 119, the Clippers 116, Utah 105. Portland 114 and Atlanta 110. From the NHL, Carolina 4, St. Louis 1, Washington 5-2 over Vegas, the Rangers 2, Seattle nothing, Nashville 5-3 over Vancouver as well. And that's a look at sports from yesterday's scoreboard.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Your first choice for better health.
Have you ever been frustrated with your diabetes? Wished for someone to support you and problem solve with? Do you want factual information about how to manage your diabetes? If you answered yes to any of these questions, a certified diabetes care and education specialist can help. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has these specialists close to home. Call today to schedule an appointment.
At the Creative Outlet, we carry resale clothing for the whole family.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 56 after some patchy fog. It looks like some rain possible moving in this afternoon. A breezy night tonight with a soaking rain. Winds between 15 and 25 with a low of 50. Tuesday 58 with rain showers ending. And Wednesday 40 with a 50% chance of scattered light snow and rain showers. Right now, after an earlier reading today of 29, the air is calm and it is 25 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise. Good morning. Today is Monday, November 18th.
It could be. Seems everybody's bugging me. Like nothing wants to go my way. I just ain't been my day. Nothing's coming easily. Even my skin is acting weird.
Shania Twain and WRCO and going up, up, nowhere to go but up, right? On a Monday, keep looking toward the sky. Well, you might get some rain in your face later today, but oh well, it is that time of year, that's for sure. Pretty nice weekend, although in the complaint department, I was reading the forecast all week and saying Saturday, oh yeah, mid-50s, and which it did turn out to be, but it never was very warm. On Saturday. Later in the day, I think the winds kind of knocked off and there was a little bit of sun, but it was cold and damp. Yesterday, not as bad until later in the day, but it does get cool pretty fast with those sunsets in the late afternoon. Good Monday. Good luck getting there. This is Jimmy Allen.
Sure, you're loving every minute. If they a golden pond full of fish. I bet you already caught everything in it. I bet you're making everybody laugh with your jokes. I know you're holding nothing but the best kind of hope, shining a light up there with a big old smile. Yeah, and meanwhile, down home, oh, you know mama's still cooking down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, it's down home, kid. It's just how you left them, I still ain't that you're gone. I wish you were here, but I hope I'm making you proud, cause I know you're up there looking down home. There ain't a day down here that goes by that I don't climb up in my F-150 on the back row bumping Charlie Pride. Yeah, every song keeps you right here with me. I got a daughter now, I really wish you'd have met. Yeah, she's walking now, but I know you see every step. I wear the number 15 every chance I get. So when you're looking through the clouds, daddy, you can bet they're down home. Oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, it's down home, kid. It's just how you left them, I still ain't that you're gone. I wish you were here, but I hope I'm making you proud, so know you are there looking down home. Everything, everything, everything's good down home. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Down home. Oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little painting down home. It's still where my heart is, it's down home, kid. It's just how you left my skin. Yeah. Gone. I wish you were here, but I hope I'm making you proud, cause I know you are there looking down home. Down home. Down home. Still wishing, still wishing, wishing down home.
A little too late. Well, it's a little too late. When you walked in, I should have walked out, but it's a little too late to do the right thing now. Well, the hotel told me you're a heartbreak king. Yes, I ought to pay attention when they say those things, but it's a little too late. Right thing now. Turn the jukebox up, throw some sawdust down. My jukebox gone to turn his heart around. May be wrong, but I don't want out. Well, it's a little too late to do the right thing now. It's a little too late. Well, it's
to do the right thing now. I may be wrong, but I don't want out. But it's a little too late to do the right thing now.
Kenya Tucker, it's just a little too late. It is 26 degrees here at WRCO. We are up one from the overnight low.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO FM.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off, perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the Daily Made Apple Cider Donuts, Take and Bake Pies, and Turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
If you're thinking about buying a house or refinancing your current house, you need to write this number down, 738-8765. I repeat, 738-8765. This is Jason Schultz with the Schultz Mortgage Team. Rates are going to start coming down. And if you're one of the people that have been waiting to buy a house when rates come down, get pre-approved today, whether it's a VA loan for veterans, an FHA loan, a USDA, or a conventional loan, including first-time home buyers. You need to call 738-8765 and get pre-approved today and be ready when you find your next house.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center. 6:18 the time. Quite a Packer win yesterday. And for the Badgers, they played pretty well. I have to admit, I thought they were going to get stomped on Saturday night, and they didn't. But they still did fire their offensive coordinator, Phil Longo, which I was kind of surprised when I saw that headline come across last night. So, but the Badgers, with a couple of important games yet, they need one more win to make a bid for a bowl appearance. Here's Dan with Shay and Bigger Houses.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel if what you got still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps, running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard, through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch, holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world?
by sitting right here. There's always gonna be a higher high you can chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got still not enough. The thing about happiness I found is it don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Thinking now that girl was the best you ever had. I hope you're drunk and it don't help. I hope you spent the last few months feeling sorry for yourself. Guys like you don't get second chances, no. And girls like her ain't meant for loving and letting go. I had to break it to her. She's moving on. She's in my arms, she says it feels like it should. She's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else. She's kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, man, she ain't missing you. She ain't missing you. I hope her number's still in your phone. Yeah, I hope you try to call her late at night when you're alone. And she don't answer, cause she's with me. And we're a little tied up, if you know what I mean. I had to break it to her. She's moving on like you thought she never would. And if I'm being honest with you, she's in my arms, she says it feels like it should. She's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else is kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, she ain't missing you. She don't wanna make up, she ain't hanging on, she don't even bring your name up. She's moving on like you thought she never would. And if I'm being honest with you, she's in my arms, she says it feels like it should. She's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else is kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, man, she ain't missing you.
We'll share with you some news tidbits coming up here and sports as well as we get ready for Monday. And in Southwest Wisconsin, we remind you Capital Wealth Advisor Group will be hosting a blood drive for Impact Life in memory of Monty Slapak. The blood drive will be held Wednesday from 11 until 2:30. To schedule an appointment, you can visit bloodcenter.org. Again, about Wednesday's drive. And the Richland County Veterans Service Office in Wisconsin will be hosting a suicide prevention training opportunity Wednesday at 2:30 in the Richland County Boardroom at the courthouse. The training is not veteran-specific, but will be taught by representatives of the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. The new program is called Question, Persuade, Refer, or QPR. The training is free and open to the public. For more information, you can visit QPrinstitute.com. That's QPrinstitute.com. WRCO, keeping you informed on community events.
November 20th through December 3rd, Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are offering 36 months of equal payments with no interest on qualified purchases when you use your Synchrony Home Card. For this limited time, make your purchase with affordable monthly installments over 3 years with no interest if paid in full within 36 months. Please note, a 2% promotional charge will be applied by the credit card company. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court & Main.
The NASCAR Fans United Grace Team invite you to come out and enjoy the original Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School this Saturday from 9 until 3. Lots of quality crafts and direct sale items for your holiday shopping. Lunch will be available. Admission is free. All proceeds will go to Grace. Make plans to attend the Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School, Highway 80 South, this Saturday. For more information, call April at 293-1342.
2022.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's 6:30. News Time is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs for all of your business signage needs. Today, patchy fog could be around the area, but otherwise it's going to be cloudy and breezy with some rain coming in this afternoon, maybe some heavy rain tonight. A high today expected to reach around 56 degrees.
Whenever you're in southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO News. A month-long jury trial begins today for a Shawano County man accused of homicide. Michael Ingold is accused of strangling a woman to death during an argument in the summer of 2022. The case has been scheduled for trial at least three times, only be delayed as both sides went back and forth over the evidence, including previous comments by Ingold and expert testimony as well. Today is reserved for the consideration of various motions, with a jury reporting for duty tomorrow, according to court records. A total of 23 days have been reserved for the trial, ending on December 20th. There will also be a break for Thanksgiving next Thursday and Friday. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is unveiling a new tool to help local organizations track and respond to overdoses. Director of Substance Abuse Initiatives Michelle Hayes says the suspected overdose alerts for rapid response systems will include data from multiple sources. The program will send out automated messages and emails to users when a certain number of incidents take place. Access to the system is available to professionals at approved organizations, and more info is available on the DHS website. Governor Tony Evers is announcing $1 million in grant funding to address teacher shortages in Wisconsin. The money is headed to the Teacher Training and Recruitment Program. Wisconsin nonprofit organizations can apply for up to $500,000 to recruit, train, and license teachers to meet the Department of Public Instruction's guidelines for serving qualifying school districts. Evers says the grant program will put much-needed funding into the state's educator pipeline. A 2023 report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum shows the average annual teacher turnover rate from 2009 through 2023 was 11.5%, reaching as high as 15.8% during the 2022-23 school year. Rather than sun lamps and more energy spent to beat the winter blues, maybe try out the Scandinavian concept of hygge. UW Madison professor Klaus Anderson says spending more time with friends and family in cozy conditions is the key. Anderson says it's that sense of community and togetherness that can help push back at the long dark of winter months, and that sharing time with others can help keep us a little happier. There were fewer citations and ejections at Saturday night's Badgers football game. UW-Madison police say only 17 people were cited while the Badgers and the Ducks played at Camp Randall. That included several underage drinking violations and a few trespassing and theft incidents. 16 people were tossed from the stadium. Two people had blood alcohol contents over 2.0, which were then taken to the hospital for detox as well. A crucial step forward for a pipeline project in northern Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has granted permits requiring for Enbridge Energy to reroute its Line 5 pipeline around the land of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Enbridge must adhere to more than 200 specific conditions included in the permits to ensure it meets state standards for wetlands and waterways. Environmental and tribal activists remain opposed, citing potential wetland and wildlife destruction or contamination and potential oil spills. Enbridge must complete the 41-mile-long project around the Bad River Reservation by November of 2027, hire DNR-approved environmental monitors, and allow DNR employees to access the site during reasonable hours. This month, the American Red Cross is asking donors to gather their friends and be there for patients by making a blood or platelet donation. Festive activities and busy calendars this time of year can disrupt normal routines, leading to a drop in blood donation appointments. Eligible individuals are encouraged to make donating blood a priority, especially those with type O blood and those giving platelets. Two blood drives will be held this Thursday. The first will be from 8:30 until 1:30 at Kickapoo High School. The second will be from 9 until 2 at Richland Center High School. Those wishing to help patients make memories this holiday season can book a blood or platelet donation appointment by calling the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or also the number 1-800-733-2767. The Orchard Manor Committee of Grant County Board Committee has approved reducing the Orchard Manor Skilled Nursing Facility's licensed beds from 99 to 74. This decision reflects a thoughtful and data-driven approach to adapting to evolving healthcare needs and market conditions. The factors influencing this change include sustained census trends over the past 4 years, the financial burden of a $170 monthly state bed tax per bed, ongoing staffing challenges within the healthcare industry, and the growing preference for private rooms in long-term care. It is important to emphasize that this adjustment will not impact current residents, care, or valued staff roles. Orchard Manor remains committed to providing exceptional care with staffing levels aligned to meet the specific needs of its residents rather than the number of licensed beds. Orchard Manor administration will collaborate closely with state officials to ensure all necessary steps are completed to implement this change responsibly and comply with regulatory requirements. Orchard Manor remains dedicated to serving the community with compassion and professionalism and providing a safe, comfortable, and supportive environment for everyone in its care. The cast and crew of Riverdale's one-act play, When Bad Things Happen to Good Actors, advanced to the state competition. The group will perform Thursday night, November 21st, at 6:10 on the campus of the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. So good luck to the Riverdale cast and crew of their one-act play.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
The forecast for today calls for temperatures to be up in the upper 50s, with winds increasing up to 10 to 20 miles per hour this afternoon. It could get a little rainy. Some rain moving in this afternoon. A soaking rain possible tonight. A low of 50. Tuesday, rain showers ending and a high of 58. And then turning much colder. 33 Tuesday night and a high of 40 for both Wednesday and Thursday. Both days, scattered light rain or snow showers could happen. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm after an earlier reading of 29 that followed yesterday's high of 50. It is 25 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, Munk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll check some local and area notes coming up. Also, a look back at the weekend in state sport headlines as well.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteaders Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
On the high school schedule, girls basketball can begin as early as tomorrow night. In the area, games tomorrow include Kickapoo at Hillsboro and Dodgeville at Evansville as well. It will be Ithaca traveling to Riverdale tomorrow night, and Iowa Grant is at Argyle-Pecatonica. Also, River Valley is at Lodi, Mineral Point at Lancaster, and Richland Center opens up at home against Highland tomorrow evening in girls basketball. The WIAA State Football Championships for 11-player will be held this week. Thursday morning at 10, the D7 game. Edgar plays Potosi-Cassville at 1. It will be Grantsburg and Lomira for Division 6. Division 5 title at 4:30. Thursday, featuring Stratford and Wrightstown, and the 7 o'clock Division 4 game has Baldwin Woodville taking on Racine St. Catharines. The tournament resumes on Friday at 10 a.m. in Division 3. Catholic Memorial will play Notre Dame. At 1 o'clock, Division 2 has Rice Lake battling Slinger, and at 4, Bayport against Muskego. Packers lineman Carl Brooks blocked what would have been a game-winning field goal as time ran out yesterday, helping his team escape with a 20-19 win. As the teams lined up, it looked like the Bears would finally break their 10-game losing streak against Green Bay. Quarterback Jordan Love had just put his team ahead with a 1-yard touchdown. Jaden Reed and Josh Jacobs also crossed the goal line, and wide receiver Christian Watson caught 2 long passes, gaining 150 yards on 4 receptions. Coach Matt LaFleur says the bottom line is just getting better.
It's just a mindset for me. It's just whether you got a young team, a veteran team, all you're trying to do is continue to get better each and every day and focus on what's right in front of you. And I think that's where our focus has been, just trying to find different ways to push our guys. And our guys have shown up with a great mentality and mindset and willing to work.
The Packers host the 49ers coming up for their next game on Sunday. Other games, the Chargers over Cincinnati in a high-scoring affair last night, 34-27. Detroit continues to hammer its opponents, 52-6 over Jacksonville. Indianapolis 28-27 over the Jets. The Rams 28, New England 22. Miami 34, Las Vegas 19. The Vikings got a win against Tennessee, 23-13. New Orleans 35, Cleveland 14. Pittsburgh over Baltimore, 18-16. Denver 38, Atlanta 6, Seattle 20, San Francisco 17, and Buffalo 30-21 over Kansas City. The Badgers led much of the game, pushing number one ranked Oregon to the limit on a 16-13 loss on Saturday. Wisconsin's defense, led by safety Hunter Wohler and linebacker Christian Largo, was dominant. Quarterback Braden Locke connected with Will Pauling just before the half on a touchdown pass. The visiting Ducks finally took the lead back with 2 minutes to go on a 23-yard field goal. UW offensive coordinator Phil Longo was fired yesterday yesterday. Now, that was in Badger News yesterday, which was a bit of a surprise. Coach Luke Fickell talked about the loss.
You know, it's an emotional shot that we've got to be able to get over, and we got to be able to get over fast because, you know, we got 2 weeks of the season left, and there's two really big weeks of the season. We knew this was going to be like an NFL schedule that was going to be shot after shot after shot, and what that means is you got to have the maturity, you got to have the discipline, you got to have the depth as well to be able to take some of these shots and keep moving forward.
The Badgers will play at Nebraska for their next game. After 13 straight wins to start the season, the Wisconsin women's hockey team finally tasted defeat Saturday. 3-2 was the final. And men's basketball teams at Wisconsin and Marquette are back in action today, posting victories last Friday. The Badgers upset number 9 Arizona, 103-88, behind 41 points from transfer guard John Tanya. They welcome UT Rio Grande to the Kohl Center tonight. The challenge for Marquette is bigger as Purdue visits the Fiserv Forum. Both teams are undefeated. The Golden Eagles held off Maryland on the road Friday behind 28 points from senior guard Cam Jones. That's an update on sports today from WRCO. I'm Phil Nee.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliekarens.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that little nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in the hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise him hard, raise him tough, bring him up to have their brothers back. Trucks making back road noise. Let them hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let them go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Yeah, and chase, let them fall for a small town girl. Let everything inside these county lines be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud.
Jason Aldean on WRCO Radio. As we head toward 7 o'clock, 8 minutes before the hour, Betty White is getting a postage stamp. The U.S. Postal Service says the stamp will come out sometime in 2025. It will also issue a stamp honoring musician Alan Toussaint as a part of its Black Heritage series as well, coming out next year. The action comedy Red One made $34.1 million domestically in its debut weekend. That makes it the top movie of the week. It's estimated it cost as much as $200 million to make. Red One is an Amazon MGM studio release and originally was supposed to go straight to streaming. Venom, The Last Dance, takes second place. The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, number three, followed by Heretic and The Wild Robot this week.
Tis the season for treating with Dunkin', and nothing brings instant holiday cheer like a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. Whether it's a work party, family gathering, or holiday brunch, it's the gift that makes everyone on your list happy. Want to give donuts or coffee for later? Pick up a Dunkin' gift card. For a limited time, get a $5 gift certificate when you buy $25 or more in Dunkin' gift cards. Gift card promotion available at T-Mart franchise Dunkin' locations only. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Birthdays and anniversaries come around every year, but there's a secret out there not every guy knows. When you give your wife a gift of jewelry, it shows you care about her wants as well as her needs. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and our job is to make smiles larger during these occasions. Life is a roller coaster, and sometimes it's just nice to do something special for your partner in life. JJ Walsh Jewelers, Southwest Wisconsin's birthday and anniversary destination, downtown Richland Center.
Are you experiencing any of the following? Rotator cuff or chronic shoulder pain? Knee pain that won't go away? Maybe even facing a knee replacement? Plantar fasciitis? Foot or ankle pain? Call Benson Chiropractic in Muscadet at 739-9000 to schedule a free consult to see if you are a good candidate to use shockwave therapy. Shockwave therapy is an advanced state-of-the-art therapy that can help you feel better, improve function, and help regenerate tissue. It really could be the miracle you've been looking for. Again, that number is 739-9000 for Benson Chiropractic of Muscadet.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
For top quality post-frame buildings, see Burnham Lumber Company of Rui. Burnham's has been constructing buildings in the tri-state area since 1954. That's 70 years of building experience. Machine sheds, cattle sheds, freestall, an amp, parlor setups, garages, insulated shops, storage and commercial buildings, residential chouses, and much more. All built to your exact needs. Call 943-6323 today to schedule your construction project. Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, recognized by the NFBA and the FBA as an accredited post-frame builder.
Hello from the Creative Outlet. Our Small Business Friday and Saturday sale is 50% off all individual scrapbooking papers.
Good morning, an overnight low of 25. That's the current reading so far. We're headed toward 56 later with maybe some rain on the way. Take along that rain jacket or umbrella today if you're going to be walking anywhere in the outdoors, especially this afternoon. Here is Lauren Elena.
Georgia peach and some faded blue denim. Jumping in them Wranglers, barely getting in them. Buttons hanging on, thank God they ain't giving. Flaunting what we got like we do it for a living. Dressed to kill, to the nines. To the nines. I got your back, and you got mine. We're thicker than our accents, thicker than our hair. Thicker than our Georgia and Louisiana. We're thick as thieves, we're thick as thieves. Blessed by the cornbread mama's been fixing. Got them boys buzzing more than Pabst Blue Ribbon. Busting out the tin like some Pillsbury biscuits. How we got in them, that's some Tybo fitness. Little right kick, left kick, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Bell bottom high, gimme, gimme, gimme. We're thicker than
Lauren Elena on WRCO Radio. Good morning. It is time now to turn it over to ABC News, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consignment clothing for the whole family.